Welcome to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone this evening, right off the top of the show, to award-winning journalist Josh Devine. He's a reporter anchor with WSMV-TV in Nashville. Good evening, Josh. How are you?
I'm well, Cheryl. Good to be with you.
You as well. I wanted to go right to a source, the story that has been covered in the news all across the country, the story of the young nursing student who disappeared from her home in Tennessee last Wednesday morning, and wanted to catch up with you. I know you've been following this and reporting on this, and see what the very latest is on Holly Bobo.
Sure, absolutely. Holly Bobo's story first broke back on Wednesday, and this is a 20-year-old college student. She goes to a satellite campus of the University of Tennessee. The campus is actually in a community called Martin, which is about 90 minutes to the west of Nashville, sort of between Nashville and Memphis, just to give you a little bit of a geographical perspective. Holly Bobo apparently left her home right around 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and as the story goes, her brother saw her being led into the woods by a man who was wearing camouflage and initially called police, and that set off a chain of events that has resulted in a search that's gone for 5 days right now, and as of this point has not really produced any sort of leads as to where she actually might be right now.
Now, as we said, it's 5 days. I've watched coverage like everybody else has. A tremendous number of volunteers out looking and combing the area, aren't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's been perhaps one of the most impressive things covering this story. You know, the town where this happened is called Parsons. And as I'm understanding it, Parsons only has a population of 12,000 folks. And just yesterday, to give you a little bit of perspective, they had almost 2,000 people show up to help in some capacity in this ongoing search effort.
And what are you hearing as you're out there covering the story and watching? I just was able to live stream from your station WSMV a press conference, and they're talking about still don't have a particular person of interest right now.
No, not at all, and that's perhaps the most frustrating about this. You know, from the get-go, there were some allegations that perhaps the boyfriend that she has or perhaps her brother may have played a part. Well, the TBI, the State Bureau of Investigation here, came through and said, you know what, these two are not suspects in any way, shape, or form. There's no person of interest. And right now what they're doing is simply asking people, hey, look, if you saw something suspicious at all, give us a call. It may be the tip that we have. Quite honestly, it appears that investigators just don't have much to go on at all right now.
And then they talk, and it's been an unusual story that the brother was in the home and did see something. And some people are questioning why he didn't run outside or something. But I guess unless you're in that position and not sure what you're seeing or looking at first I heard that he thought it might be the boyfriend and they were just out.
Exactly. And that's sort of the question mark that a lot of reporters covering this one have. I mean, this was 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I don't have a younger sister, but if I did, if I were to see her being led into the woods at that time when I know she's supposed to be going to school, it would raise a little bit of a red flag. So I think everyone really wants to ask the brother what the deal is. But obviously, as you can imagine, he's probably extremely torn up about this. We have heard from family friends, in fact, that he is very, very torn up about all of this, as is the mother and as is the father. We heard from them, I want to say it was Friday. They spoke briefly with the media, and as you can imagine, mom is just devastated and terrified, and dad really seems to have a hard time keeping it together right now. Questions about his daughter's.
Well, and yeah, as you said, the brother, I'm sure, is torn up, not sure what he saw, probably, you know, maybe thought it was something innocent. As you said, for me as well, it would have raised a red flag if it was out of the ordinary. The brother apparently is, of course, helping with the investigation, and I'm hearing that it's the possibility that someone may have checked out the home. The home isn't right off the beaten path, so perhaps somebody was kind of keeping an eye on things there.
Well, that's what you'd have to think. I mean, this home is situated along a real rural, not even a two-lane, one-and-a-half-lane road, and it sits back about 100 yards from the road, surrounded by trees. So quite honestly, someone would have had to have been watching this home, would have had to have known the routine, and that's, in fact, what the TBI is saying at this point. The state investigators who are leading this investigation right now, they're saying, look, whoever did this had to have a very keen understanding of Holly Bobo's schedule and, frankly, the schedule of her parents, because all of this happened right after her folks left for work. Her mom's an elementary school teacher. I don't remember off the top of my head what dad does, but both of them had left the home. It was just Holly who was leaving for class when all of this happened. So quite honestly, someone would have had to have an intimate knowledge of what their daily routine looked like, which just leads investigators to believe that whoever did this is an acquaintance, is someone who knew Holly Bobo, and probably vice versa.
And talking about the boyfriend again, and again, the police are saying he's not a person of interest either. As far as you know, has he been cooperating, and was there any trouble that people are aware of?
No, not at all. In fact, there's no criminal record, no orders of protection, none of that sort of stuff that might indicate a possible suspect or person of interest in this case. And in fact, when we first arrived to the scene on Wednesday, we were one of the first crews there, and I think we saw who is the boyfriend. He has not made any kind of public appearance, but I think we saw him when we were at the scene, and he was visibly distraught by all of this. So he is, as I've mentioned, not at all a suspect, not a person of interest, and police have done everything they can to clear him. But there is still, you know, a little bit of suspicion, and I think there will be until there's a little bit of resolution in this case.
And I can only imagine what that feels like when you are the boyfriend or a spouse or a partner. That's where police are always looking for a while. So there's been some evidence found. There's been talk of a lunchbox that they believed was Holly's. What do you know about that today?
Well, that is really the only piece of evidence that investigators will admit to having at this point. Now, you know, we're 5 or 6 days into this, and they are saying that they found other items that could belong to Holly Bobo. But the lunchbox is the only thing that there's definitely. And they found that about 7 or 8 miles away from her home. And when they first said, you know what, we think this is hers, it really shifted the way that they were searching. It really, you know, caused a lot of momentum to change in the search. They had started the search with an initial sort of 5 square mile perimeter right around her home. But when they found this one in a different part of the area, they sort of started sending more search crews out that way. Now, that's the only piece of evidence that they've connected to her. However, they have also found an amount of blood outside of the home. And this would be in the carport area of her home where she was initially led away from. Now, they haven't made any kind of comment at this point as to whether that's her blood or perhaps the blood of a person of interest, or even if that blood's not at all connected. We're still waiting for word from investigators on that.
And as you said a few minutes ago and alluded to at this point, and was also just reiterated at the press conference that I watched on your station, they're just asking people to look back and think back to last Wednesday morning and last Wednesday. Did they see anything out of the ordinary in that area of the family's home, or, as you said, anyone else who didn't show up for work, perhaps, or, you know, just anything unusual? And it may be a piece of information you don't even think is related, but they're looking for everything at this point, aren't they?
They really are. And in fact, the TBI told us that they've received so far 200 tips, and these tips are coming in from all across the nation. You know, this story's been picked up by all the networks out there, and they have their fair share of tips. However, they're hoping that someone in town might have seen something. And to that end, the governor here in Tennessee, Bill Haslam, put up $50,000 to add to the already more than $25,000 in reward money that's out there for her safe return and the arrest and conviction of whoever's responsible for her kidnapping. So clearly, investigators think that there is someone who saw something that was out of the ordinary. You know, this is a small town, Cheryl, and it's one of those situations where there's routine, and they're just hoping that someone saw even the slightest little thing that didn't seem right. You know, yesterday we heard from the TBI spokeswoman that they're hoping that someone might have seen someone storing an ATV or vigorously cleaning an ATV or something to that end that just didn't seem quite right. But so far, at least in what we're hearing from the TBI, no one has stepped forward with that kind of a lead at this point.
And all they have for a description from the brother is a man between 5'10 and 6 feet tall, weighing about 200 pounds, and wearing camouflage.
Exactly. And, you know, to be completely honest, that could be me. And that just goes to show you how vague this all is. You know, there is really no idea who might have done this. And I'm sure that they have questioned the brother continuously. Did you see his face? Did you see any other distinguishing characteristics? But at this point, it's just that very, very vague suspect description to go on.
Well, Josh, if you don't mind, we'll follow this along and may give you a call again as developments come up. Josh, I had the pleasure of working with Josh, who was with WJRT in Flint, Channel 12, for a period of time before heading to Nashville. And it's nice to talk with you again. I'm sorry it's about this, but this is what we both do for a living, is talk about the news. So.
This is. And it was great to catch up with you, Cheryl, and I'll be sure and update you guys whenever I hear something on this end from the Nashville area.
Thank you so much, Josh. Have a good evening.
You as well, Cheryl. Take care.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with award-winning reporter and anchor at WSMV-TV in Nashville. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.